I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. We are less than 2 weeks until Election Day, and we've been talking about battleground states and which battleground states are there in play this year. We're going to find out a little bit more about that with Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning to you. So it's, seven battleground states this time around, this contest, or swing states that could go red or blue that have been won in recent contests by 3 points or less. It's Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, where early voting has begun, at least in most of the states. Michigan they begin early voting this week. But we're keeping an eye on Pennsylvania. I know a lot of people are talking about it, but it seems more and more to be the prize that if won will decide the presidency. The winner only needs, in theory, to win two other battleground states to get to 270 in the electoral vote contest. It's also the state where most of the money has been spent this election cycle. Close to $600 million has been spent between both the Harris and Trump campaigns in Pennsylvania. And, of course, we'll be zeroing in on counties, certain counties in certain battleground states to kind of see where the shift, where the wind is blowing on Election Day in Pennsylvania. It's the five counties of the Philadelphia Metro, the seven counties of the Pittsburgh Metro, and the four counties that stretch between Pittsburgh and Harrisburg to see where the wind is blowing. But we've already seen voter registration data shows an influential shift in the state of Pennsylvania. Nearly 55,000 registered Pennsylvania Democrats have changed their party affiliation this year. And most public polls show that, Harris and Trump, they're neck and neck in these battleground states needed to win the election. And, of course, you're going to see some polls that shift right, some polls that shift left, some polls that are tying. As we get closer to the election, those spreads kind of narrow because these pollsters don't want to be wrong. It's a bad business model. And so we might be getting, a truer sense of where this election lies the closer we get to Election Day. Of course, 12 days away?
What strategy do you have going into places like that? I mean, I would think you're looking to swing somebody, independent or somebody. Maybe you would, I don't know, would you moderate your philosophy, or would you just keep hitting the same talking points on both sides?
Well, look, the biggest issues that most Americans are taking with them to the polls this cycle, it's the economy. It's grocery prices. It's energy prices. It's the border. It's illegal immigration. It's potentially World War III. And so the closing message that you have to you've got to go in there and say, look, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to change it. I'm going to get us on the right path. We've seen that. This is not my opinion. We've seen that with one candidate. We have not seen that with another. In fact, Kamala Harris's closing message last night, in the last couple of days, she was in a CNN town hall last night, and she basically, her closing message is that Trump is Hitler. She was able to take questions from members of the audience, and trying to keep an open mind, it's really tough to listen because she's not answering the questions. And CNN came out last night and criticized her for it. Look, you've got days left. You haven't answered these questions on how you're going to make people's lives easier. Trump's closing message in a rally last night in Georgia is that, the Biden-Harris administration over the last 4 years wrecked the economy and the border, and that he's going to fix them both. That's what people want to hear. Now, whether or not they vote for him or vote for her, we will all find out, fairly soon. Hopefully there won't be too much of a delay, but we'll see. But it's going to come down to, likely battleground states, unless there are some surprises, which
wouldn't
surprise me.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for your information this morning, Jeff, as always. And if we don't talk to you again, have a happy Halloween.
Fox, you too. Thank you.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso there, talking about the battleground states. And he was saying that Harris is not answering the questions, and we get a lot of Get a lot of shorthand of we're going to do this, we're going to do that, but not a lot on how or how can you really do it. But anyway, they're just rallying the troops, trying to get them out there to vote. 8:17, Stephen's Head in the Morning here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward, and I'm going to vote for Ted to go ahead and do the sports.
Yay! We can all agree on that.
Yeah, we can agree on that.
Hey, pro football, some sources indicate the Kansas City Chiefs are going to acquire a three-time All-Pro wide receiver to try to bolster up their receiving corps, decimated by injuries. 32-year-old DeAndre Hopkins. Looks like the Chiefs are going to acquire him from the Tennessee Titans in exchange for a possible fifth-round draft pick, and the Titans will still pick up half of Hopkins' salary. That helps out the Chiefs. A guy that has had a really good career with the Arizona Cardinals and the Houston Texans mostly, but gosh, he is 32 years old. Pretty lengthy standards for a wide receiver, but that's what the Chiefs looks like they're going for. Try to get a pretty good guy, see if they can squeeze some more career out of him. But not everybody's on board with the Chiefs' moves, including NFL columnist Rob Parker, who appeared on Fox Sports Radio.
And all they do now is they bring back rejects and return items. That's what they do. Juju. Hey, instead of getting a pack of Juju bees at the movie theater, we'll get a receiver who we didn't want. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs do. And it's a disrespect to a talent like Patrick Mahomes. He shouldn't have to play around with leftovers. Go and buy him good groceries. Go to the store and get him top shelf. Cooper Kupp is available. Make it happen. Stop being cheap. All of the Super Bowls you won, all the money you've saved, what are they trying to do? I think it's terrible. DeAndre Hopkins, I'm not mad at him. I'm happy for him if he could go over there or whatever. But that's not who they should go get when Cooper Kupp is available. I'm sorry.
Where were you when they were winning those Super Bowls?
Anyway, yeah.
You could have helped them out a lot.
Chiefs usually find a way, don't they?
Yeah. It's also like he thinks this is Major League Baseball and you can just spend as much money as you want.
Yeah, the Chiefs are a little low on the salary cap money right now.
The salary cap, yeah.
Can't go out and spend everything.
Who is that idiot anyway?
That's columnist Rob Parker. He's on Fox Sports Radio with his opinion. So that looks like that's where the Chiefs are heading right now. Hey, how about JUCO Volleyball? The number one ranked team in the nation is Cowley College, and they won again. Big time ranked win. They sweep 16th ranked Kansas City, Kansas on the road, 3-0. Cowley Volleyball team, undefeated national champs last season. Now they've started out 27-0 this season. 68 wins in a row for the number one ranked team in the nation, Cowley Volleyball.
Wow.
Pro basketball last night in the NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers open up with a road win at Toronto. Big, 136-106. Starting lineup for the Cavaliers, former Kansas State Wildcat Dean Wade had 8 rebounds and 5 points. And off the bench for the Cavaliers, former Wichita State Shocker Craig Porter Jr. played 9 minutes. He made 2 of 3 buckets from 2-point range for his 4 points. Cavaliers off to a 1-0 start in the NBA. Man, Slobo Iljeski. Wings fans hate that guy. Remember him, the goalie for the St. Louis Steamers? Ah, Slobo. He would have today would have been his 75th birthday. He passed away back in 2008. Boy, Wings hated all those guys for the St. Louis Steamers, including the goalie, Slobo Iljeski. Today would have been his 75th birthday. All right, that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSF.
And KNSS News Time now, 8:21. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Is the economy better off than 4 years ago? That's on the way with Stephen's Head in the Morning here on KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.